Should children under 4 still get the MMRV vaccine? The American Academy of Pediatrics says yes. Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. This week, the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Group, the ACIP, voted to scale back recommendations for the combined measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella vaccine, known as the MMRV, for children under age 4. By an 8-3 vote, members said young children should instead receive separate MMR and varicella shots, citing a small increase in febrile seizures with the combo vaccine. While the MMRV will remain available through the Vaccines for Children program, the decision marks a sharp departure from past guidance. The American Academy of Pediatrics strongly objected, saying the meeting promoted false claims and misguided information and left families with confusion, chaos, and false information. AAP President Susan Kressel emphasized that MMRV remains a safe option and that families should continue to have a choice. Critics point out that some of the data raised in the recent ACIP meetings has been riddled with errors, including misrepresentation of safety information and presentations from anti-vaccine advocates. Experts warn that undermining trust in vetted science could erode vaccine confidence, just as measles cases reached their highest level in more than 30 years. In our next story, we learn about a phase 3 trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine that evaluated oral semaglutide 25 milligrams in adults with overweight or obesity but without diabetes. More than 300 participants across North America and Europe were randomized to semaglutide or placebo alongside lifestyle counseling. At 64 weeks, the semaglutide group lost an average of 13.6% of body weight compared to 2.2% with placebo. Nearly 70% achieved at least a 5% reduction, and over half lost 10% or more. GI side effects were the most common, affecting more than 3/4 of the semaglutide group, though most were mild to moderate. These results build on further findings with a 50 milligram oral dose, where weight loss approached 17 to 18% of body weight at 1 year. While the higher dose was more potent, the 25 milligram regimen may offer a balance between efficacy and tolerability. Both reinforce oral GLP-1 therapy as a promising addition to obesity care. And finally, a major study in the New England Journal of Medicine is raising concerns about the cancer risk of medical imaging in children. Researchers followed more than 3.7 million children in the U.S. and Canada, linking accumulative radiation exposure to hematologic cancers through age 21. During over 35 million person years of follow-up, nearly 3,000 blood cancers were diagnosed. Risk increased with dose. Even modest exposures of 1 to 5 milligrays raised the risk by 41%, while exposures equivalent to just 1 or 2 head CTs nearly doubled the risk. At higher exposures, 50 to 100 milligrays, cancer risk more than tripled. Overall, the study estimated that about 10% of the pediatric hematologic cancers may be attributable to radiation from imaging, especially CT scans. The authors stressed that medically necessary imaging should never be deferred, but the findings underscore the importance of minimizing dose, avoiding unnecessary scans, and considering alternatives like MRI or ultrasound whenever possible. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for another episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.